Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Let's talk about fact or fiction, and I'm going to throw them out to you, David, and you, of course, being the authority, can tell us whether they're real or not real. Are the following statements fact or fiction, and why or why not? Okay, you ready? Fact or fiction? Your Social Security is taxable.
Well, figures you'd start with one like that. So the answer is it depends. Sorry. But a lot of people don't realize that the IRS keeps a separate ledger over to the side. And it's where they calculate something called provisional income. And the amount of your provisional income determines whether or not your Social Security is taxable and how much of it is taxable. So real quickly, what goes into provisional income? Well, it's every penny of your IRA withdrawals, all of your tax-free income from municipal bonds. Seems like kind of a two-edged sword there, but yes, they count that against whether your Social Security is taxable. Any 1099 income, so what that would mean is stock dividends or bond interest or bank interest. And if you own rental properties, that interest, that income, and then one half of your Social Security. All of that adds up to what your provisional income is. And if it's too high, $44,000 for a married couple, then 85% of your Social Security is taxable. I can remember, Ron, discussing with my daughters and mentioning that their Social Security would be taxable in the future. And the look on their faces was, wait a minute, isn't it a tax when it's coming out of my paycheck?
Yeah.
Well, that is the way it feels like. But if you do reasonably well for yourself during your working years and you don't have some pretty sophisticated plans in place, your Social Security will be taxable in retirement.
All right. That's one of those it depends answers. So thank you very much for getting us started off with that. But thanks very much for delving into that question. Here's another one for you. Fact or fiction? Your taxes will likely be lower in retirement.
Well, for many of my clients, that's fiction. And so we talked a little bit about that in the prior segment, but your income in retirement is probably going to be lower than what it was when you're working. But most of the deductions that you had while you were working will go away when you're retired. So for instance, your mortgage interest. You probably don't have a mortgage when you're in retirement. Even if you do, the interest component is going to be really small. A big deduction when you're working is you have kids at home. Well, you don't have kids at home when you're retired, and even if you do, they're not deductible. You're probably making a pretty nice sized 401k contribution when you're working. You don't have that when you're retired, so that deduction goes away. And your charitable deductions. I see a lot of people who were really charitable with their money when they were working, but when they're retired, they tend to be more charitable with their time. Mm-hmm. And so what you end up with in retirement is not a big bunch of itemized deductions. You have a standard deduction. And a lot of times that's only half of what your itemized deductions were. You are very likely to be in the same, sometimes higher tax bracket in retirement than you were when you were working.
Gosh, that's a shot of cold water in your face for a lot of people I know, but it's absolutely true. A lot of people just kind of assume that your taxes are going to be lower after you retire, but ain't necessarily so. Thanks for David for straightening that out. Next one here, fact or fiction, term life insurance is better than whole life insurance. What do you think of that?
Well, I would say for young families, I've always been a buy term and invest the difference person. So term insurance for young families, it's cheap. There are no strings attached. You get the biggest death benefit for the least amount of monthly payment. However, if you're trying to structure tax-free income streams or a tax-free inheritance for people who have done well in their working years, well, that has to be permanent insurance. You want a known cost that's not going to go up over time. And you're really in it for the tax benefits and not for the death benefit were something to happen. So it really depends on what you are trying to do with that policy as to whether term or whole life are better. But I will say when you're looking at the difference, get a couple of different opinions and make sure that what you buy is right for you.
We're talking about whether things are fact or fiction. A lot of people make assumptions. There's a lot of misinformation out there in this age of information, a lot of things that just aren't true. We've talked about Social Security, taxes, whether they will be lower in retirement, or whether term life insurance is better than whole life insurance. Here's another one for you, fact or fiction. And I know what you're going to say to this one. Medicare will cover most of your medical needs in retirement.
All right. So Medicare is a really, really costly federal program. And it covers an amazing amount of things that happen to you when you're over 65. But one thing it does not cover is long-term care. And so I just say this, if you think that Medicare is your long-term care plan, then you need to get some really good advice, because you will be sorely disappointed when you try to use it to pay for long-term care.
So that's fiction.
That is, well, it's very factual with a lot of your medical needs in retirement.
Sure.
But your long-term care needs, it is total fiction.
Okay, one more. Fact or fiction. As you get older, you should gradually shift from stocks to bonds. I've heard people say this before. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, in my world here at KC Financial Advisors, that decision has way less to do with your age and way more about things like your personal risk tolerance, your goals for the money that we're talking about, your tax situation, and where we are in the market cycle or the economic cycle. So buy and hold doesn't work for most people. You put more and more and more money in as the market goes up, and on the way down, you tend to get emotional and scared. And when the market's off a lot, you either sell some of what you have or you sell all of what you have. So you've bought high and sold low, exactly what you don't want to do. But I think it's fiction in my world that you should gradually shift more money into bonds from stocks because of age. I don't think age is the deciding factor. That being said, Ron, you do have to have a strategy for deciding whether or not we're in a long-term uptrend in the stock market or whether that trend has reversed. And you've got to have a methodology for knowing when that trend has reversed. And that will give you the confidence to not shift money into very low yielding bonds, but to keep more in dividend earning stocks with the confidence that you will have a mechanism for reducing that exposure when the market environment changes. You might say, well, Dave, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have a plan like that, but I would like to know more about that. That is something that we cover in our financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.